Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Mother Nature is finally cooperating a bit as firefighters battle the wildfire in Malibu, California. The winds have subsided. CBS's Carter Evans reports 20,000 people remain under evacuation orders.
Oh, dude, I can't stop this.
Some Malibu homeowners stayed, including doctors, filmmakers, and even a judge. Community volunteers who worked with LA County Fire to save homes. For Keegan Gibbs, it's personal.
I've lost my house in 2018. So, I mean, when there's a fire that is impacting our area, we make ourselves available.
The fire has destroyed more than a dozen structures. The charges against Luigi Mangione for the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO in Manhattan may be upgraded. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
NYPD sources tell CBS News that once extradited to New York, there are plans to change his charges from second-degree murder to premeditated first-degree murder. And CBS News has also confirmed that just days before the shooting, Mangione's mother filed a missing persons report with the San Francisco Police Department.
Police say they found Mangione's fingerprints on a water bottle and protein bar wrapper near the murder scene. South Korea's president is not going down without a fight. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
President Yoon Sung-yeol insists he will fairly confront impeachment or investigation, defending himself against insurrection charges, and now apparently refusing to step down voluntarily, as the ruling party's leader has expressed support for Yoon's impeachment, having boycotted last Saturday's initial parliamentary vote on the matter.
At least seven members of the president's party say they will vote to impeach him. FBI Director Christopher Wray has announced he will resign.
The right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
President-elect Donald Trump plans to replace Wray with his former aide, Kash Patel. The car-sized drones spotted over New Jersey in recent days are still a mystery. CBS's Tom Hansen reports residents are demanding answers.
The mystery continues about where these drones are coming from. Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill have speculated that they could be coming from the Iranian regime. However, the U.S. government has denied those claims and said that there is no basis for that assumption right now.
A state lawmaker who attended a briefing with Homeland Security says the drones appear to be able to avoid detection by helicopter and radio. They've been spotted over a military facility and over President-elect Donald Trump's golf course in Bedminster. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On today's Midday Magazine, in part one, we spend time with Wood County Parks and Forestry Department, and part two with our friend Janelle Weir from UW-Madison Extension, 97.5 FM WFHR.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball, the Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other, on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, but frigid temperatures are biggest concern. Cold weather advisory in effect. Lows near 5 below. Wind chills as cold as 25 below zero, thanks to gusty northwest winds. Mostly sunny near 5 above Thursday afternoon. Right now, it's 2 below.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Is Donald Trump, this is an interesting, just kind of an aside, right? The stories have been all over the media that billionaire socialite Bettina Anderson, or the daughter of billionaires, has been getting it on with the, with Don Jr. And Kimberly Guilfoyle is supposed to be his girlfriend. In fact, supposed to be his fiancée, I believe. Apparently that engagement has been broken off. But anyhow, so what do you do with Kimberly Guilfoyle? How do you keep her happy and also get her out of the way? Well, Trump just appointed her to be the U.S. ambassador to Greece. So she gets to visit the Greek islands for the next 4 years and stay out of Don Jr.'s hair. Is that the deal? I don't know. It's just very strange. All right, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, our daily take for the day for that and for this program, is titled "A Call to Arms: Trump's Pardon Pledge and the Rise of Militant Extremism." And this past weekend in the Trump's interview with Kristen Walker. Welker, excuse me, of NBC News, Meet the Press. Donald Trump reaffirmed his intention to pardon the people who attacked the Capitol and killed 5 civilians and 3 police officers. And he said, "I'm going to be acting very quickly. First day, they've been in there for years. They're in a filthy, disgusting place that shouldn't even be allowed to be open." Now, most media commentators and observers, appear to be of the opinion that this is just Trump's way of thanking people, who were willing to employ violence to try to keep him in the White House. Maybe that would be bad enough. But experts at the Critical Internet Studies Institute are worried that there's actually a far more sinister explanation. That Trump isn't pardoning these people because it was a campaign promise. He's not pardoning them because, he appreciates what they did. He's pardoning them as a way of saying to those who didn't show up on January 6th, but are inclined to commit violence on behalf of Trump, and in particular people in these all-white right-wing militias, or mostly all-white right-wing militias, that if you commit violence on my behalf, essentially Trump is saying, if you go out and kill liberals or shoot black people or, beat up queer people or whatever, if you do that, I'll have your back. That's his message. And I think this is right. I think they're absolutely right. And there's a long history of this, by the way. I mean, obviously, you can go back to Germany in the 1930s with the brown shirts, or Italy in the late 1920s with the black shirts, Mussolini's black shirts. These were both basically, volunteer militias that went out and terrorized liberals and communists and the gay community. I mean, it was just there, no doubt about it. But it's going on in a contemporary way, too. Over in Russia, Vladimir Putin has got this gang called the Night Wolves Motorcycle Club. Sometimes they're referred to as Putin's Angels. And they're run by a guy who calls himself the Surgeon. They helped him invade Crimea and Ukraine. But most significantly, most of what they do in Russia is they go around and they beat up anti-Putin people, and as well as, you know, anybody in the queer community. And so, you know, that's happening in Russia. Similarly, you had something very similar to this going on in Hungary, where, you know, Hungarian white mobs are going after the Roma people. And Viktor Orban, you know, refuses to condemn that and just kind of winks and looks the other way. And we're seeing from people who are, the counterterrorism experts here in the United States, pointing out that the right-wing, armed right-wing militia groups in the United States are recruiting aggressively, which plays into this idea that when Trump says he's pardoning the January 6th killers, murderers, that what he's actually saying is, what he's actually doing is recruiting. He's helping the recruiting effort for these groups. Reuters, for example, just wrote a piece, the Proud Boys are back. 4 years after the failed effort to overturn Trump's 2020 electoral defeat, the violent all-male extremist group that led the storming of Congress on January 6th is rebuilding and regaining strength as Trump campaigns. This was published just before the election. According to interviews with 8 Proud Boys, 2 U.S. law enforcement officials, and 4 experts who tracked the group's online activity. Then there's Scott Seddon, who was one of the founder of the 3%ers. And he says, this is just not going to go away. We need to become effing strong, effing lions, he says. Start reaching out to individuals in your state who are trustworthy, that have like-minded vision of local strong communities to hold down the fort just in case of war or for when the crap hits the fan. I cleaned that all up a little bit. Trump's so-called border czar, Tom Homan, told Fox News, quote, there are thousands of retired agents, border patrols, retired military personnel who want to come and volunteer to help this president secure the border and do deportation operations. So we're looking at, I mean, you know, when the guy who is going to be in charge of deporting people just literally comes right out and says, we're going to be recruiting, you know, irregular forces. We're not going to be doing this entirely with government employees. We're going to invite in the vigilantes, essentially. I think we need to take this very, very seriously. Tim Foley, the head of the Arizona Border Recon, which is a white civilian patrol group down there, he says, we're in talks with a few different people. We have a better lay of the land than the federal agents do. I mean, you know, I think it's worth remembering that pretty much the only people that Trump is talking about pardoning are white men, you know, who participated not just in the murder of 3 police officers and 5 civilians, but also tried to hang the vice president of the United States and tried to murder the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And they were quite explicit about it. And had they caught either one of those people, they would probably be dead right now. And this, by the way, is exactly what Trump's pick for the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has written about. Right? In his 2020 book, American Crusade, Pete Hegseth writes, the military and police, both bastions of freedom-loving patriots, will be forced to make a choice. It will not be good. Yes, there will be some form of civil war. Civil war? And then more recently, in his 2024 book, The War on Warriors, Hegseth writes, America today is in a cold civil war. The country is under siege by Confederacy radicals. Yeah, I wouldn't say the lefties are the Confederacy, but anyway, you get this. Donald Trump himself has said that his plans, his deportation plans, will be, and I quote, bloody. Now, our timid national media don't want to talk about this. Oh, there might be bloodshed. Oh, there might be violence. Oh, these militias might show. I don't know if they're unwilling to talk about it because they're afraid of encouraging it, or if they're unwilling to talk about it because they're just afraid. But, you know, I'm willing to talk about this and say I think this is something that the Biden administration needs to be telling Americans what they are doing about this, how they are preparing us for the possibility of an assault against Americans by Americans. What are you doing, Joe Biden, to prevent a civil war? And if you feel like everything's under control and you should be, you know, otherwise reassuring us, explain to us why. Joyce Vance was on Ari Melber's MSNBC show day before yesterday, and she said, and I quote, "You know, when you listen to these comments and watch these videos, what you're forced to consider is that the message that Donald Trump is sending is not just to the January 6th defendants. It's to the people he hopes will support him in this next term. And the message is, support me at all costs, use violence, commit crimes, and I will take care of you." She finished that up by saying, "I find that to be deeply frightening. I would like to know. I think many Americans, I think at least half of Americans, probably two-thirds of Americans would like to know how should we prepare? What is the government doing to prepare for the kind of violence that Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth and many of these so-called militia groups are promising, essentially? What's going on?"
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Us here on the Tom Hartman program to all of you. Happy holidays and thanks for listening.
On the steps of the Capitol, blood was spilled, a reckoning of rage, a nation's will. The promises whispered on a treacherous wind, I'll free them all, said the man who sinned. Day one he vows their cages will fall. He claims in their violent thrall, while justice weeps for the lives they've torn, he raises the banner of a new storm born. A call to arms.
Defend. The book cited on the CEO killer's shell casings has surged to number 3 on the Amazon list. People are referring to Luigi Mangione as the adjuster. As in claims adjuster, which is, you know, the industry term. This book came out a decade ago, and it's titled Delay, Deny, Defend, Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What You Can Do About It. It was published in 2010, so actually 14 years ago. And it's now number 3 on the Amazon bestseller list, which is pretty amazing. I suspect that Luigi Mangione has actually triggered a national conversation that we very much need to have. Now that he's been caught, I mean, up until the time he was caught, everybody was like, oh, who is it? And what did they do? And why did they do it? And what do we know? And nobody knew anything. And, you know, quack, quack, quack. Now that he's been caught, and as more stories will come out about what might have caused his rage, and specifically caused it to be directed against UnitedHealthcare, we are hearing more and more stories from people who've been, in some cases, not just screwed by health insurance companies or harmed by health insurance companies, but had friends, relatives, children, parents, basically killed by health insurance company refusals to provide or pay for care or negligence, you know, around care, and our healthcare system itself is just become an absolute mess. We have the most expensive healthcare in the world. And we have some of the worst outcomes in the world, in the developed world. And, you know, where's this going to go? I don't know. But I really think that we are close to one of those moments where a discussion about single-payer health care can be had without the insane rhetoric coming from the right having the kind of stickiness that it has had in the past. Oh, it's socialism. Oh, you don't want to be like Canada. Oh, my God, you're going to have to wait 6 months, you know. Yeah, I try to make an appointment with a specialist in the United States right now in less than 6 months. Good luck with that, right? So, meanwhile, over at Newsmax, this is crazy. Greg Kelly, who is the 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time Newsmax anchor, actually went off against Pete Hegseth. This was like, you know, last week. And said that because of his baggage, he was, quote, blackmailable, which is true. I mean, you don't want a defense secretary who's spending most of his time denying, lying about, or trying to cover up his own past. And after that happened, apparently the Trump team got in touch with Chris Ruddy, who is the CEO of Newsmax, and just raised holy hell. There are reports that Trump himself called Chris Ruddy. Chris Ruddy or Newsmax have come out and said that, no, he was not contacted directly by the president. It really doesn't matter. Somebody from Mar-a-Lago did reach out. And suddenly, Newsmax not only changed their tune, but put some punch behind it. The word made it to Newsmax that Trump was furious. On Friday, this is last Friday, Newsmax chief operating officer Elliot Jacobson convened the staff in their New York headquarters to issue guidance in what one source described as an aggressive and panicked tone. Jacobson said that on-air coverage of Hegseth needed to focus on the positive. And he said if guests bring up Hegseth, hosts should explain to viewers that the claims against him are allegations and then pivot. The executive warned, and this is apparently a verbatim quote, any issues following this will result in termination. The initial segment had created kind of a stir at Newsmax's headquarters. People had posted a side-by-side picture of Greg Kelly's book and Pete Hegseth's book with the question, who should be Trump's Secretary of Defense? Who's more fit? Putting quotation marks around fit. With the implication being that Hegseth is not fit to be Secretary of Defense. Well, those are gone. And now... And keep in mind, Hegseth, there's a woman who says that he raped her. He reportedly told his first wife he had five affairs while they were married. He had an affair with his second wife on his first wife. He had an affair with his third wife on his second wife. Very much like Donald Trump, actually. And although Donald Trump doesn't appear to have a drinking problem, he has an eating problem. But then on Tuesday night, a former Newsmax producer blasted this directive and told Mediaite.com, quote, this shouldn't be news to anybody who's followed Newsmax's history of using the airwaves to stuff Ruddy's pocket. The source said they feel sorry for the investors who bought shares in the network's parent company. The company says it's so far raised $100 million and plans to go public as soon as they can, as soon as early 2025. But there's quite a buzz around this over at Newsmax. People saying that Newsmax has basically become an infomercial for Donald Trump. Whatever Trump wants them to say, they say. And, of course, Newsmax wants to displace Fox as the big dog in the conservative television world. That's not going to happen, of course. Fox's carriage is ubiquitous, and Fox has, a 30-year head start on them. But I don't know. The whole state of right-wing media right now is just bizarre. It's just absolutely bizarre. So what's on your mind today? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for we, the people of the United States of America and the world. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your call.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Residents who escaped the wildfire in Malibu, California are telling their harrowing stories.
Completely surrounded by fire. Every direction you look, surrounded by fire. I thought I was going to have to drive through a ring of fire just to get out of here.
Winds have died down, helping firefighters make some progress. Police have found more evidence as they investigate Luigi Mangione for the murder of United Healthcare's CEO.
Spiral notebook was recovered from him, and in it, he wrote about potentially using a bomb. He was considering using a bomb for this attack.
But CBS's Anna Schechter says he feared a bomb would injure other people. South Korea's president is losing more support. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
Lawmakers are set to vote on Yoon's possible impeachment for a second time this Saturday, with his own ruling party's leader now backing the motion.
For a second straight day, South Korean police are trying to raid the presidential office. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snooze fest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other, on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, but frigid temperatures are our biggest concern. Cold weather advisory in effect. Lows near 5 below. Wind chills as cold as 25 below zero, thanks to gusty northwest winds. Mostly sunny near 5 above Thursday afternoon. Right now, it's 2 below.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches, right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are correct, thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
/Tom and get a licensed insurance agent. We'll call you right back with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom.
A voice to raise, it's all up to you. In the heart of the chaos, in the midst of the fight, your words and your actions can turn wrong into right. Do you have that fire in the belly, the courage to stand, to speak your mind?
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Jim in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate everything you do. I'm praying for you, too.
Thank you.
I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and my voting location in a heavily Democratic area was moved 3 times.
Wow.
And what bothers me, too, is that the most important election of world history, they move it. And I think one of the things that was on the ballot was the gerrymandering issue, which to me never made sense why it was on this certain day of the most important election. That should have been earlier on. And in my opinion, it should have never been an issue to vote on.
Well, it passed, didn't it, Jim? The ban on gerrymandering?
No.
Oh, it was defeated?
No. It was defeated.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, it was defeated. And in my opinion, it should have never been there.
I think it was defeated because the language was backwards. If you read that language on that ballot initiative, you thought the voting yes meant no or no meant yes.
I have had Republican friends tell me they didn't know what the heck it was about.
Exactly. They wrote it intentionally to be confusing. The Republican leadership.
Getting back to my point is they were ordered 7 times to redraw those maps by the Ohio Supreme Court.
Right.
They never did. How were they allowed to get away with that?
Republicans just routinely break the law and say, try to hold me to account. I dare you. They just stick out their tongue and wiggle their fingers in their ears. That's what they do, or worse.
But why?
Because they worship power, and because the billionaires who support them, need that power and pay them very, very well.
Who are the people that are supposed to hold them accountable?
Well, it's supposed to be the voters.
Law enforcement?
No, it's supposed to be the voters.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you mean when they break the law? It's the governor. The governor is the chief law. Arguably your AG in Ohio is your chief law enforcement officer, but he reports or she reports to the governor. So it's up to the governor. And of course, Mike DeWine is not going to enforce the law against Republicans in Ohio and never would.
Exactly. And getting back to another point, we lost one of the best senators that probably was in the White House, Sherrod Brown.
Yep.
To a guy who, for whatever reason, did not want people to know that he was born in Colombia. If you had to do is look at Wikipedia And it'll tell you that he was born in Colombia, did not become an American citizen until he was 18 years old. And hey, by the way, will be one of the richest senators in the Senate.
Right. Didn't he own car dealerships?
Yeah.
He's a used car salesman. Is your senator now instead of Sherrod Brown? I mean, that's so sad.
Yes. Yes. What I'm getting at is he lied on his commercials. He said he was first generation. He's not first generation. Mm. He was born in Colombia.
His children would be first generation.
And he did not become.
Yeah. Yeah, I
get it. Yeah, his children would be. If you talk to anybody that has any Hispanic background and you look at the name, they'll say it's pronounced Morano, not Marino. Mm-hmm. And why didn't the Democratic Party, why weren't they on that?
Yeah.
Saying, look.
I can't speak to the strategy of the Democratic Party, Jim, but I can tell you that the Republicans pulled out all the stops. You had, you know, last time around when J.D. Vance got elected and defeated Mr. Ryan, Tim Ryan.
Right.
That was because Peter Thiel came in and dropped, as I recall, $14 million into the election and just blew away Ryan's ads. So really what you've got here is the oligarchs running Ohio. Jim, thanks for the call. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you had a good show. Jaya Paul was great.
Yeah, she always is.
And I enjoyed seeing you on Joy Reid.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish you could be on that show more often.
Well, let her know.
I had a theory the other day when we had a power outage, a big storm here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the radio, and I found a lot of stations, and I was thinking, how could 45% of the Latino vote go to Trump? And I couldn't figure that out until finally I was thinking, when they go to construction sites, they're always blasting their radios and listening to the music and the DJs. And I thought maybe across the country for the last three or four years, they're on construction sites listening to this propaganda coming from a conservative radio station in Mexican, preaching that their jobs will be saved if they vote for Trump.
That's exactly what happened, John. There are 300 right-wing Spanish-language radio stations in the country.
Right.
And then there's another couple hundred Spanish-language stations that play music where their hosts, the DJs, the guys who talk between the songs, are explicitly right-wingers and, you know, pumping right-wing propaganda between the songs. And that was one of the biggest factors. Another was the use of social media.
And Joe Rogan, I think I can remember emailing Patty Murray about how she should get Kamala to go on the show.
Yeah.
And, I suspect
Joe Rogan's influence is vastly overstated. You know, if you subscribe to a podcast, whether you listen to it or not, it gets downloaded. Those numbers are pretty suspect in my mind. But,
I just thought it would have been great for her to beat him to the punch.
No, I get it, John. Thanks a lot for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. It's very depressing to hear how we seem to have been disappointed, let down, not defended from the top to the bottom of the Democratic Party and politics.
Can you be more specific, Diane? I'm not, and I'm having a bit of a hard time hearing you. If you can get your mouth a little closer to the
holding
microphone.
Holding them to the law, like you said, and just defending what abuse they are creating to our system, our country.
Yeah.
I wonder how much respect we really.
Diane, can you hear me?
I mean, they're
can you hear me, Diane?
Defense system.
Diane, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you, and you apparently can't hear me. Michelle in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Thomas. Your update from the Show Me State of your behinds in the state of Missouri.
Okay.
A state representative, Mark Alford from Lee Summit, I guess named after Robert E. Lee, has introduced a bill to give a reward of $1,000 to anybody who turns in an undocumented person.
So it begins.
Yes. And I just got this through the Beacon, an independent political news source in Missouri. You need to subscribe to it, Missouri. The woman from Marshall, the woman from Bucyrus. And I don't know if it contained just Missourians get the bounty or if anybody can. Mm-hmm. My concern is that they're like, oh, we'll give a bounty to anybody.
Right.
People from outside will be coming in. It's so it begins, Tom.
Well, it depends on how much money they have, you know. But yeah, I expect to see this repeated in state after state. I think it's going to be really, really ugly.
At least we were the leader.
You know, I mean, this is what the Nazis did with Jews in the 30s.
And to speak to the gentleman that called yesterday about term limits, and I've spoke to this to you before, this term limits ruined my state. I used to work for the Senate Majority Leader and the Majority Leader of the House, and they were both Democrats. When they put term limits in, everything flipped to Republican, and we've been nothing but regressive ever since.
Yeah.
And we have people like Mark Alford, a former news personality, is putting laws like this for. But hey, they didn't pass the Senate rule to have duels on the Senate floor. But, hey, that's progress.
that's step one. Step one, Michelle.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good one.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. And I appreciate it. I'm glad you could hear me. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens.
Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. You govern with disdain. You stacked the court with chaos and left us all in pain, Mr. Trump. You've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain. You're a cruel one, Mr. Trump. You separated kids.
There you go. You 10 built minutes before the hour here. Mr. Trump. Yes, indeed. All right. So, one thing I wanted to flag for you. The New York City Police Department is having a bit of a problem right now. Wanted posters are popping up on street, light posts and telephone poles around the city with the pictures of health insurance company CEOs, wanted posters. This is probably not a good sign for, the direction this whole dialogue around Luigi Mangione is going. So, Bill in Sierra Blanca, Texas. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have a little quick story about healthcare and how United Healthcare affected me. You know, my mom, Gloria, as I've talked to you before, I live in West Texas, and she's, my grandparents came from Mexico, and she worked real hard, Tom, as a teacher and a professor here in West Texas and in New Mexico. Worked hard all her life, got Social Security and Medicare. And then when George Bush became president in 2000, as you know, and you've educated all of us on this, he passed Medicare Advantage to take our money out of Part C of the Medicare for these insurance companies to deny. Well, that's exactly what happened. My mother broke her hip. She was 85 years old, in very good health, just a broken hip. They did the surgery successfully, but then in the hospital in El Paso, she contracted MRSA, the antibiotic resistant
bacteria. Killed my niece. It's terrible stuff.
It's horrible. It's infected in a lot of hospitals. Yep. And I noticed it was always cold in the hospital. They were trying to keep it down. But after the MRSA thing, she was there a month. Well, United Healthcare and the Thomason, the county with University Medical Center, the administrators, they're from Texas Tech University that administrate our county hospital in El Paso. They decided along with United Healthcare to say no more treatment for Mrs. Addington. She's been here 3 weeks. Well, she got MRSA there in the hospital, so they denied her any further treatment. In the end, they just, after they weren't going to do anything, and I was here in Sierra Blanca, but anyway, they dumped her at a nursing home, and 3 days later, from the infection and from dehydration, she died.
Oh, my God.
So I can completely understand. Like, it affects me to this day. It was a preventable preventable thing had she not been denied health care for the infection that she contracted in the hospital.
So the argument you're making, Bill, is that UnitedHealthcare killed your mother. Brian Thompson killed your mother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I can understand the rage. I know it's wrong. Murder's a sin. I'm Catholic. I understand that it's not the way to go. But I can completely relate, because I snapped myself at the time. Just talking about it, it's very emotional to me, Tom. And at the time, I wanted some revenge at the time, but I didn't, you know. But I quickly got over that. Of course, I didn't do anything. But I can completely relate to anybody. I don't know about this shooter, what his motives were. Right. But I can tell you that I'm one of many thousands or maybe millions of stories. But I want to thank you, Tom, for educating us, because I didn't even know that Medicare Advantage was bad until about 7 or 8 years ago, listening to you. So I didn't even know. So I started putting it together. And I remember, they denied my, I knew it was bad because I looked into it at the time.
How long ago did your mother die, Bill?
It's been 2014.
So I should have said, how long ago was your mother killed?
Exactly.
Bill, thank you.
And the last thing real quick, Tom.
Sure.
I want to thank you, because all this media, all this stuff that's going on, they just talk about health care, and no one's mentioning Medicare Advantage except for a few people. And you're at the top. You've been doing it for years.
Yep.
And I think that's a real problem, because they're just thinking, oh, someone signed up for UnitedHealth.
Well, that's because I don't take advertising money from insurance companies.
Medicare Advantage.
From health insurance.
Yeah, it's Medicare
companies.
Advantage. Why isn't anyone talking about that except for maybe you and a couple of people?
No, I get it. Bill, thank you for sharing that story. I know it had to be difficult, and I'm so sorry to hear that a health insurance company essentially killed your mother. But I appreciate your sharing the story with our listeners. Thank you. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, just a quick note. If you were to make a superhero movie about the insurance industry, they would clearly be the villain in the plot.
So, oh, yeah.
The question I would make is, we refer to making constitutional changes all the time, and then we get kind of defeatist and say, well, you can't do it because it'll never pass the states. Well, I disagree. We got to reframe that and say, yes, we need to pass that at the federal level and get things passed that say, Constitution amendments that say money is not free speech, corporations are not people.
Right. MoveToAmend.org has been on this beat for years, and they're a great organization if you want more information about it.
Right. Well, the point is to go ahead and do that at the federal level, knowing that it's going to take state ratifications.
Yeah.
But then run off that. Just say, look, we passed this. And then you could make that clear in every election as to what the end goal is, because people just say, I don't believe in that thing because they get misguided. But you would be able to bring it up every election at the state level, saying why.
I agree. I think when Mitt Romney said corporations are people, my friend, I think that was one of the reasons why Obama beat him. I think that hurt him.
Right. And we could remind people as to why there's so much corrupt money in it. I mean, we could actually add in there, too. Hey, you can't contribute financially unless you're a registered voter.
Yeah.
I mean, no one can give
I get it, Rob. I get it. I completely agree. And you said it very well. Thank you very much for the call. I truly appreciate it. We're hitting the end of this hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. How Trump secretly spied on House Democrats and journalists and got away with it and is planning to do it again. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On Little Cat's Feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reporting. I'm Michael Wallace. The wildfire in Malibu, California is now 7% contained. CBS Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal says winds have slowed, allowing firefighters and even volunteers to make some progress.
Many of the neighbors, protecting neighbors out here, some neighbors and residents actually chose to stay. They came prepared over the years. They have gathered together their own fire hoses. They have their water pumps, and they actually protected their home and others as they chose to ignore the evacuation orders.
Has damaged or destroyed more than a dozen structures. Police are putting together a timeline as they investigate Luigi Mangione for the murder of United Healthcare CEO in Manhattan.
On November 18th, his mother filed a missing person report with the San Francisco Police Department.
He had